Senator Lisa Murkowski announced today that she will vote no on the confirmation of Betsy DeVos to be Education Secretary. Her decision follows intense pressure from her constituents, who have flooded her office with emails, calls, and visitors. But as APRN Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, Alaska's two U.S. senators are split over DeVos.
Murkowski made a speech on the Senate floor to highlight her decision. She said thousands of Alaskans have asked her to vote against the nominee.
And their concerns center, as mine do, on Mrs. DeVos's lack of experience with public education and the lack of knowledge that she portrayed in her confirmation hearing.
DeVos, a Michigan billionaire, has been a champion of school choice and vouchers. The National Education Association and other teachers' unions are campaigning against her. They and other opponents say DeVos would dismantle public education by funneling government dollars to private, religious, and for-profit schools. In much of Alaska, Murkowski says, there is no alternative school, and students need the public school system to operate at its best. The senator announced she'll vote no a day after she voted yes in the Senate Education Committee to advance the nomination to the full Senate. Murkowski says that's in keeping with her practice on cabinet nominees.
It's confusing to some who say, well, wait a minute, you let her move through committee, but then you vote against her. How does that all work? I think you need to put it in context with how I have handled all presidents' nominees to this point in time.
She says in her Senate career, she has only voted against one nominee in committee because she says he wasn't honest with her.
Mrs. DeVos did not lie to me. She was honest with her answers. I didn't like her answers because they didn't give me the depth and breadth of experience that I want for a secretary.
Murkowski's floor speech came right after another Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said she wouldn't support DeVos either. DeVos opponents are now looking for one more Republican vote, which would kill the appointment, assuming all Democrats are united against her. Great Alaska Schools co-founder Elise Galvin says Murkowski has restored her faith.
Well, this is great news to us. I think this is our biggest sign that she is listening to her constituents, after all, at least on this vote. We hope that she shares what she knows with Senator Sullivan.
Senator Dan Sullivan, though, announced he's voting for DeVos. In a written statement, Sullivan said he shares Murkowski's concerns, but is convinced DeVos cares deeply about kids and that she will return decision-making back to the local level. The final vote on DeVos could come early next week. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ray.